Good morning. It is July 11th, 2014. The time is 06:03 Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Friday morning, work day for me there at the day job. And I had to do a little backtracking here on my hardware to use. Sitting down here on the porch with my cup of coffee, getting the day started. Positive start to the day as always, especially when I'm out here enjoying the nice cool morning weather. Temperature is about 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius. Yes, I did do the math. But I had my iPad mini and I go to turn it on, it doesn't come on. I'm going, what the hell? Oh no, what happened? Well, evidently I must have left something on because it drained the battery down. So I have it plugged in, charging it up a little bit before I go into the day job there. That hasn't happened in quite a while. It happened once before this past winter. But I'm using my trusty backup, one of my iPods, the iPod version 4, to record this audio boo. And I have it hooked up just in case the power, and actually the power bar is going down, so I'm going to turn this on. As far as for power, I got my backup battery just in case, just to have sufficient power. I have a solar restore by Revive. It's something I've had for, I've got off of Amazon for, I don't know, $20. It's a good backup battery for the iPods. I don't want to use it for the iPad mini, but for the iPods and my cell phone. And hopefully, maybe a new one in the works here. Audio boo pending on that. But I have it hooked up. I'm using the Audio Boo app, the old version, where it has the countdown. I haven't used it in a while, and it has the old bars here. I like it. It's retro, classic. But I'm out here on the back porch having my morning coffee, getting the day started. Nice cool weather. Quite fog. Yeah, the fog is starting to lift out there in the cornfield, but there's fog up on the back hills there, so. But it should be a nice day today. And interesting to see after my audio boo yesterday concerning, well, it was about Joe Comm, but there, Joe Comm's blog post on Facebook versus Google Plus, that the discussion that popped up there. So I'd like to just sort of throw a shout out to Audio Boo user MZRQ, who did a response to my Audio Boo yesterday. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. She had some interesting insights concerning Facebook, as well as, I guess, we're both Joe Comm groupies there, because she speaks very highly of Mr. Comm, and I do as well. And another friend here on Audio Boo, I guess, is following him now, which I'm surprised you hadn't been following him earlier, Bernie. I thought you did. And Bernie is at Top Gold on all those social networks that are out there. He had a good response to an audio boo that McCoglan did concerning Facebook. So we had a little bit of a discussion concerning Facebook. And it's a typical, normal discussion, I guess, concerning Facebook that I always come across, that people use it. People don't trust it, and that's what Bernie at Top Gold was sort of expressing in his audio boo to McCoglan, that he does not trust it. And I'd have to agree with Top Gold there. I don't trust it either. Never did. If you've ever read the book Social Network and seen the movie, I mean, for me, my dislike to Facebook is derived from that, because that, those two items there kept me from using Facebook for quite a while. And I don't know why I decided to go on Facebook. I think it's because I was on all the other platforms, and wanted to check it out. And again, primarily family. Got a lot of family that's on there that... But then again, I closed it down. I have some very tech-savvy young adult children that sort of enlighten me on how to lock it down because of the privacy issues that it seems to always have. And I think, Mac, you're doing the right thing by locking yours down. As far as your the individual there, you're concerned about him listening to your audio boost, you know, just don't pay any mind. I don't know. I guess it's easier said than done, but it's one of those things and I think that we've all heard it before. If you don't want it out there, you shouldn't be putting it out there. And you have a lot of good audio booths, Mac, and we all enjoy listening to them. And we hate to see you sort of curve that just because of one individual, some screwball, some knucklehead, some guy that, from what you say, he doesn't have a clue about the internet. He's boxed in with Facebook. And I have individuals that I know, both family, friends, and coworkers, they're locked in and into using that Facebook like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Oh, see, I incorporated greatest thing since sliced bread because sliced bread, I did an audio boo just a couple days ago. It was 87 years old, that phrase. Ha, 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 that's cool. But I wouldn't worry about it, Mac. I wouldn't concern about it. It sounds like he's a knucklehead. I think you should continue what you're doing. You did, I think, my opinion, this is just my observation because you asked, did the right thing. Lock down your Facebook. It's a closed system anyway. The other systems such as Twitter, Google Plus, and Audio Boo here, and even the one I'm using, the other audio, Voice Bow, they're more open. So you have to be a little careful. And if you don't want the content out there, you don't put it. But as far as Facebook, Sassy Cat said it all in an audio boo she did. Facebook is the devil. And I guess to a certain extent, it's I think a communication tool, it can be good, but you look at the people that are running it, they have a business model, and you could say that about Google Plus with Google, they have a business model on how to monetize it, make money and stuff like that. We as users are using it for other purposes as a platform to communicate with family, friends, and coworkers, but... there's some people, they just get on some of these social networks and they're emboldened. I want to associate with real, genuine people that are sincere and courteous. And okay, I may disagree with them, and I know there's a lot of people that disagree with me. But that's what makes life interesting, as well as in the social networks are social to communicate, two-way communications and stuff, not just one way. But it sounds like your knucklehead brother-in-law, I guess, Mac, is just a guy that likes to stir the pot, and he gets a charge out of it. And I would pay it no mind, because then that individual is winning, and individuals like that do win because they want to get you disjointed and get you all charged up and stuff like that. So just some more thoughts and continuing the discussion of Google Plus versus Facebook, or Facebook versus Google Plus, on however you want to look at it. So, God, I'm using up to these 10 minutes on this audio boo. Good discussion, though. Good, interesting feedback, interesting outlooks and views, and I appreciate being able to listen in on all those. So, you all have a good one today. Take care, enjoy, live life, and have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.